The cowboy next door was pounding on his fences again. Sadly, not a euphemism. Elliot Hathaway was beginning to think he was doing it at her. She blew out a breath and tried to center herself the way she always did. Clay, her hands. Whatever the will before her brought into being, but the pounding got loud. Again. Elliot had been doing her best to ignore it, but every day that the racket went on, she lost a little more of her center and her cool. And she hated losing either. It reminded her a little too strongly of her chaotic childhood. Still, she did not intend to take this kind of daily provocation lying down when her only sin was being a granddaughter of crusty old Jack Hathaway and thus entitled to the land her brand new pottery studio sat upon. The land everyone knew Grandpa Jack's too-cowboy-to-live neighbor had been planning to buy himself. If the remarkably grumpy Colt West wanted a war, well, Elliot was prepared to wade right in, guns blazing. Not real guns, she corrected herself out loud, because she didn't need to put that kind of negative energy out there. Obviously. She blew an errant strand of her dark hair out of her face as she worked the clay on the wheel before her, her gaze trained out the window on the gorgeous Oregon field that stretched out toward the hills, bright with spring green, promising a serenity she wanted very much to feel, despite the endless pounding. Elliot tried to focus on the pretty view. This part of Oregon was very different from Portland, up north, which she supposed was more her home than anywhere else. She'd not only gone to school there, but had kept what few things that didn't travel with her in a storage unit on the outskirts of the city after graduation. She'd spent the 3 years since wandering, crisscrossing the country from craft fair to kiln seminar to communities of clay enthusiasts, wherever her trusty van could take her. She'd seen a great many of the country's most beautiful places, but she thought this particular view was her favorite. This sweeping view from this particular spread of land, because it was hers. Or close enough. She and her sisters, all raised apart from each other by their respective mothers, or in Georgie's case, her half-brother, had finally gathered in one place the way they'd dreamed since the day they'd finally met. This place, deep green everywhere, with forests on the mountains and fields of rich, fertile earth. Sweeping lines of cherry and plum trees, blossoming pink and white this time of year, marking the one-lane roads that chased clear blue rivers through the valley of pear orchards, vineyards, and meandering fields. Graceful lilacs and plucky jasmine grew everywhere, spilling their sweetness into the air that always seemed washed clean and blue. This was the home Elliot had always secretly wanted. She'd known it in the moment she'd seen it on the first trip her fiercely protective mother had allowed her to take here, to meet her grandfather with the half-sisters she'd only just met the previous summer. She'd dreamed of it ever since. And when she and her sisters had vowed to move here and take over the parts of the land their crotchety old grandfather couldn't handle any longer, she'd been sure that when she drove herself and all her things here, she would know that she was home at last. And she had. That sparkling sense of homecoming had been confirmed when she'd driven down these familiar country roads in the van that had been her world, towing her life and her kiln to warn the ramshackle buildings that were hers now. Theirs. Hers and her sister's at last. The old main house might have been falling down, but they'd patched it up with love and the hands-on craftsmanship they all possessed in their own ways. The barn they'd made the center of their new farm stand business had been a mess before they'd got it into good enough shape to open, but they were still making it prettier and more inviting by the day. And when Elliot wasn't working on the communal projects that made up the heart and soul of Four Sisters Farm, she'd set up her own pottery studio in one of the outbuildings. Her very first pottery studio. Not mobile, not removable. A roof overhead and four walls, all hers. Home sweet home,